New York native Lori Berenson was sentenced last night to 20 years in prison for collaborating with leftist rebels in Peru. Berenson will get credit for the 5.5 years she has served since she was convicted of treason by a secret military court in 1996. That conviction was overturned last year under heavy pressure from the United States. Yesterday's guilty verdict was not a surprise, but the sentence was. Berenson immediately declared that she would appeal the decision to Peru's Supreme Court. John Miller reports from Lima.
A 3-judge panel ruled that Berenson was guilty of helping the Tupac Amaru guerrillas plan a foiled takeover of Peru's Congress in 1995. They said she did so mainly by renting a rebel safe house and by posing as a journalist to map the layout of the Congress building. The decision was announced by an official court reader.
Está probado que el grado de participación.
Is it proven that the level of Berenson's participation corresponded to the type of terrorist collaboration established in clauses A and B of the fourth article of Decree 25475? Yes, it is.
It was known from the start of this highly publicized retrial that Berenson faced an uphill battle. American politicians and religious leaders lobbied for years on her behalf, but public opinion in Peru was definitely against her. Many Peruvians simply didn't believe her story. She admitted to living in a house that the rebels used as a training center and weapons storehouse, but she said she had no idea there was anything illegal going on there. She said she was working as a journalist during her time in Lima, but she never published any articles. In her 45-minute closing statement, she stood by her claims.
I'm innocent of the charges against me. There is no evidence of any criminal acts. Nothing has been proven. I didn't come to Peru to do any harm to anyone. All my actions have been honest and public. It's not a crime to be concerned about injustice in the world.
Berenson's first trial was a secret process presided over by hooded military judges. The so-called faceless courts were a central part of the anti-terrorism strategy of then-President Alberto Fujimori. In the retrial, Berenson had as much time as she wanted to respond to accusations and challenge evidence. The proceedings were broadcast live in their entirety on national TV. Still, Berenson's supporters say the trial did not meet basic standards of due process. The main problem, says Berenson's mother, Rhoda, was that there was no presumption of innocence.
This has been a trial that since day one has had every indication that, okay, Lori Berenson, we know you're guilty, now show us otherwise. The chief judge has been quoted in the newspaper as saying, well, if Lori Berenson convinces us of her story, then we can acquit her. Well, that's not Peruvian law, that's not international law, both of which require that there be evidence to prove her guilty.
Lori Berenson's defense rested on the claim that the government had not provided that evidence. She said the case against her was built on the testimony of a former housemate who she claimed lied on several key points. She also said some of the evidence was fabricated by the police. But human rights campaigners in Peru say this was, on balance, a fair trial. Carlos Basombrío is head of the Legal Defense Institute, a leading human rights group.
We don't think that this is the case of an innocent people that is tried because of her ideas. We strongly believe that this is a case of a person that was linked with a group responsible for terrible things in our country. But we have always said that Lori Berenson deserves a fair trial. And not only Lori Berenson, all people, hundreds and thousands of Peruvian souls.
Peru's Supreme Court will probably hear Berenson's appeal sometime in the next few months. Her lawyers have also filed a complaint with the Inter-American Human Rights Court, whose decisions Peru says it will honor. Legal experts say Berenson's best hope may be that Peru's anti-terrorism statutes were enacted by decree by former President Fujimori. With Fujimori's autocratic legacy fast dissolving, the legal system that convicted Lori Berenson may soon be swept away. For NPR News, I'm John Miller in Lima.